With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic says it's pretty chilly today across a good part of the country, especially from the south all the way to the east coast.
Cold Arctic air that has been entrenched across the middle part of the country is slowly moving eastward, so it looks like the temperatures are going to be well below average today. But relatively dry across the eastern half of the United States. The only precipitation at the moment is some lake effect snow showers.
And Orvik says a new storm system is on its way.
It's going to be one more shot of really cold Arctic air that sinks southward out of Canada into the middle part of the country on Thursday and then eastward into the eastern U.S. on Friday. However, after that, it looks like the weather pattern changes and the temperatures are going to be becoming more mild as we get into the beginning and middle part of next week.
Forecaster Bob Orovic. Also at SRNews.com, after Iowa, Donald Trump says he wants another big win in New Hampshire. Voters in the New England state get their turn January the 23rd to decide just how competitive the Republicans' nominating fight will be as the former president continues to dominate his party. Mr. Trump says he'll campaign hard in New Hampshire.
We love you. I'll be back here for a lot because we want to win this. We want to win this state.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis face mounting pressure to improve on their distant finishes in Monday's caucuses. The former president already campaigning as if he's in a general election rematch with Democratic President Biden. Wall Street is slipping again after a stronger-than-expected report on the U.S. economy weakened hopes that easier interest rates would arrive soon. The Dow is down 2 points, the NASDAQ losing 117. This is SRN News. A good bit of good news about America's families.
A new report from the Institute for Family Studies finds that 71% of children under the age of 18 are living with two parents these days. That's up from 67% back in 2005. While nearly 90% of American kids were living with both mom and dad back in the 1960s, this latest uptick is encouraging. IFS spokesman Nicholas Zill tells the Christian Post, quote, "There seem to be growing numbers of young adults who realize the benefits of marriage for their children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Pope not backing down in his order that Catholic priests bless same-sex civil unions. Appearing on an Italian talk show, the pontiff doubled down and insisted that the Lord blesses everyone. His order has sparked remarkable opposition from church leaders. Africa's bishops have united in a continent-wide refusal to implement the Vatican Declaration. This is SRN News. Officials in Thailand say an explosion at a fireworks factory in central Thailand has killed about 20 people. The blast came less than a month before the Chinese New Year in February, where demand for fireworks is strong. China's population has declined for a second consecutive year, underscoring concerns about the future growth of the world's second-largest economy.
The accelerating fall in the population is partly because of more deaths, many of them caused by COVID, but there are also fewer babies born in 2023 than the year before. The reduction is expected to be less this year, as many couples look to have children in the Chinese zodiac's Year of the Dragon, which begins next month. But China's population is on a long-term decline, a trend officials are trying to slow. They once forced women to have one child, now they want them to have three.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow with that report. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.